Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I'm still working on Charlie and Harvey.
Yeah, you get a picture there, don't you?
You do.
Some Democrats say that President Bush is talking bipartisanship, but they say his proposals are strictly Republican.
Well, that is what they say. That they've had all these very pleasant meetings with him, and that they've talked about things like campaign finance reform, and they don't seem to hear anything there, or election reform, where there was brief talk of a bipartisan committee, special committee, to deal with that, and that seems to be going away. And then mostly, as you've just heard in Eric's piece, this big question of what to do about a tax cut.
This week, the president will introduce his controversial tax cut, and that seems to be a perfect example of an area where he's not willing to compromise.
Right. I mean, you heard him say that, and you've heard him say that over and over and over again. What's interesting now, though, is when he was proposing it during the campaign, people were saying this will never fly, no one will ever accept such a big tax cut. Now, I bet you it happens, because the combination of the fact that the economy does seem to be worsening, that Alan Greenspan seems to be supporting it, that the surplus at the moment, the federal surplus seems to be high, all has a lot of people on both sides talking about a tax cut. So the Democrats, who initially were talking about a couple of $100 million tax cut, then moved it up to $500 million. Now we're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $750-800 million tax cut. And if he's talking $1.6 trillion, you can see a median point there pretty easily. And you can also see if Bush just holds firm on that $1.6 trillion, all the Republicans voting for it. This is going to be very interesting to see roll out.
Yeah, everything seemed to fall in place for it.
And it did fall in place for it, and now I think the real question is going to be, does it get an even bigger than the $1.6 trillion? The proposal that the president outlined during the campaign, and that he's likely to send a very similar version to the Hill this week, doesn't have any business tax cuts. Well, the Congress that I've covered these many years does not normally pass a tax bill without adding something in there for business. Now, the president's economic advisor, Larry Lindsey, says no, it's not going to balloon this tax cut, but it's pretty hard to get every vote and everybody on board without giving various interest something. And so I think that the chances of this tax cut just getting bigger, even if it's not in the initial bill, even if they have to write two bills or three bills or four bills, is very high indeed. Now, the Democrats will propose an alternative. They think that they can get editorial boards, for instance, to endorse their alternative because it will have more for debt relief in it and for social spending. And they think that they will look good as a result of proposing an alternative that they would claim is more fiscally responsible, but they don't expect to win. At this point, they think this Bush charm offensive with his own party is certainly working, and that it's working with a few Democrats as well.
Well, the president has a lot of proposals going here, working with religious organizations, expanding the Americans with Disabilities Act, education reform. Where are all those headed?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about seeing all that over the last couple of weeks is if you look at those pictures, Bob, each one of those initiatives had the president surrounded by people of every race and color. And that was happening at the same time as the very divisive Ashcroft nomination was being debated in the Senate. And so Bush was able to push that to some degree into the background and put forward the face of the Republican Party and of his face that he wants put forward. And I think that's going to be a very interesting signal for the rest of this presidency.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.